Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office, assisted by various other agencies, served a search warrant on Tuesday at three parcels of property in the Burr Valley area of Bridgeville, locating a marijuana grow operation and evidence of environmental devastation. Officers located three greenhouses at the site containing 463 growing marijuana plants and 62 pounds of processed marijuana with an estimated value of $525,000. They also found environmental damage, including illegal water diversion from a stream that feeds into Burr Creek. California Fish and Wildlife officials worry that the diversion will cause sediment to flow into the creek, affecting salmon and steelhead spawning areas. Additionally, an environmental scientist with the state detected a prehistoric Native American archaeological site that was damaged by grading and excavation. An archaeologist confirmed the items found were prehistorical Native American. No arrests have been made at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka City Council approved the selection of Andrew Mills as its new police chief during Tuesday night's meeting. Mills is an out-of-towner who worked with the San Diego Police Department since 1983 and is known for his work with homeless and mental health issues. Mills commanded the SDPD's Western and Eastern Divisions during his years with the department. He explained the similarities between his previous location and Eureka.
The community that I currently manage is called Western Division, which includes Ocean Beach. The Ocean Beach is very similar to Eureka. In fact, you could take Ocean Beach out and plug it into Eureka and take Eureka and plug it in there. Nobody would know the difference.
Mills will take over his new position on November 4th. The council agreed to a request from City Manager Bill Panos to vacate his position on Friday instead of in November as was originally planned. Panos, who took over the manager's position in January, has accepted a job with the governor's office in Wyoming. Assistant City Manager Mike Knight will serve as interim manager. The City Council also approved amendments to the City Code that will affect hotels and motels within city limits. The two-tier system will rate those establishments on how many times police, fire, and ambulance services are called to the premises. Those that exceed a specific ratio could face fines and fees for violations of the new code. Humboldt State University announced that the school has posted new record enrollment numbers after a combined 2,339 transfer and freshman students enrolled at the school for the fall semester. The number of transfer students alone, 971, is a school record as well, and counting all students on campus, full-time, part-time, and graduate, more than 8,000 are currently enrolled at the school. Hispanic-Latino students now comprise more than 25% of the student body as well, and that will allow HSU to apply to the U.S. Department of Education as an official Latino-serving institution, which could mean more federal grant funding. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman is in the middle of the mess that is the House of Representatives and the shutdown of all non-essential federal government services. Huffman, who has been candid in his criticism of Republican strategies before, remains candid in his evaluation of the issues surrounding the shutdown, laying the blame squarely at the feet of the Tea Party caucus in the House.
This is the most manufactured crisis I've ever seen. There is an overwhelming majority of the House of Representatives ready to vote on a clean government funding bill if it would just be allowed to come to the floor.
House Republicans have allowed the shutdown because they have failed to rally enough votes to overturn the Affordable Care Act. The shutdown has led to furloughs of federal employees and has impacted federal agencies such as the EPA, NASA, and the Center for Disease Control. When asked for an estimate as to how long the shutdown will last, Huffman responded,
What we have here is a situation where a very passionate minority within the Republican caucus is refusing to let that happen, and the leadership is so far holding the line with that group, and so the rest of us are just kind of on the outside looking in, waiting for a reason to prevail.
Huffman also pointed out that this House battle is just a preview of a second fight brewing over the raising of the debt limit in less than 2 weeks. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.